The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
And this truly was a battle for our guests' lives, a battle for our lives, and in the battle of our lives. We've never seen anything like this. So we ended up with 100 positive tests. We had 75 who had no symptoms.
The discussion beyond the headlines.
So I think we have a major civil rights crisis in America right now. Even as we have a health crisis, acknowledged, but one does not necessarily need to kill the other.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
There's going to have to be massive belt tightening among all the agencies because the revenues are simply not going to be there. Depending on how quick there is a recovery, if there is a recovery, I think there will be, but how robust the recovery is from the pandemic, we could see a 30% reduction and available revenue for the state budget.
On AM 870, The Answer.
We begin our program this week with a conversation with Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission. And Andy, give us an update on coronavirus and Union Rescue Mission. How are you faring over there?
We're doing well. As of last week, the doctor of the Department of Health told us she's never seen a group fight a pandemic better than us. And she's a doctor with lots of experience. She said we will have to write this up because we've gone from 16 positives a couple weeks ago to 3 to 1, and we expect 0 positives this week, and that's what we've been working for a long time. This truly was a battle for our guests' lives, a battle for our lives, and in the battle of our lives, we've never seen anything like this. So we ended up with 100 positive tests. We had 75 who had no symptoms. I know it's just beginning to hit some folks on our streets. I hope the numbers are low and it's beginning to affect other missions. But in comparison, I wrote a blog this week, the Navy ship Mercy that pulled up offshore with 1,000 beds, similar to ours, became so overwhelmed by COVID-19 that they abandoned their initial mission and split up their staff to go out to nursing homes throughout the area. And then another federal prison nearly our size with 1,000 beds, almost 600 positive cases. So when a group of non-medical staff takes on the battle that Union Rescue Mission took on, and only 10% of our total people under roof ended up positive, with unfortunately 25 with symptoms. And anytime there's a positive case with symptoms, anytime there's a fatality, it's a spear to our souls and it hits us like a ton of bricks. But we've done the best we can throughout, and with the help of the Department of Public Health and Department of Public Health Services and others, we've managed to work our way through it.
Mm. What, on the learning curve, what was the biggest thing that made the difference? Was it quickly isolating, bringing the county in there, following protocols? Kind of give us what you think did the turnaround so quickly.
Yes, getting people out of harm's way immediately, the vulnerable and the frail. And we couldn't have done that without the county. And then getting the Department of Health Services in here for universal testing. And that was testing of everybody under our roof weekly, until all the tests showed up negative and no tests showed up positive. And it was just working our way through that. And we couldn't have done it without the expertise of the Department of Public Health Services, Department of Public Health. And we couldn't have done it without all of our friends and contributors stepping up with masks and goggles and face shields and gloves and all the personal protective gear that came our way from friends of Union Rescue Mission, and all the all the public support. We could not have gotten through this without you. And it's not that this battle is over, but this part of the race is over. We hear that it may show up every fall, and we're going to take the lessons we've learned and just prepare. We're going to keep the social distance. We're probably going to be half the size from now on. We've taken our 223 men's dorm area down to 80 single beds, went away from 223 total beds with bunk beds, and now we have 80, and we will do that throughout our mission, proper social distancing in this new world. And it truly has become a new world. We have spots throughout the mission how to stay 6 feet apart. We have a rigorous cleaning regimen that we've established throughout, and a special kind of spray for virus, a defogger that we're using. Nothing will ever quite be the same as we move into this new world.
There has been, as you have shared with us, and I hear it in your voice, there has been loss at Union Rescue Mission, and you have that has weighed heavy, hasn't it?
It has weighed very heavy, a loss of a teammate, a loss of an elderly gentleman that we got out of here in order to get him out of harm's way. He didn't even test positive. We sent him out isolated in private lodging, and still this COVID-19 tracked him down. He was hospitalized April 16th, and he passed away Friday, April 24th. And as I said, anytime there's loss, his name was Mohammed Islam. And he happened to be a guest at Union Rescue Mission. And we're going to feature our teammate, Gerald Shiroma, in our July newsletter, and just the comeback story that he had in his life, all the way from homeless on the streets to being one of our van drivers and being the guy that took everybody to church. And so even in our heartache, there is some hope and joy and change lives.
What is the lesson from all this? You are also a man of faith. You had to do the Easter service a couple weeks back alone on the roof, and then film it and then have it so it could be played or uploaded to be played through the internet to others. What has this been one of the more dramatic times of your life to live through this?
Absolutely. The most dramatic, the most stressful, the most horrific, the most humbling by far, the most humbling and humiliating, and just a huge amount of pressure and stress, like a battle. I probably have some post-traumatic stress. I have nightmares. I who knows how long those will last. But what I've learned most is that God is good. And he will be with us throughout and long after. And he provided. I finally began to better understand some verses of the Bible as I battled through this. And I'm going to get the opportunity to share with the entire staff of Biola University, the president and the staff, some of the spiritual lessons I've learned. But I would rather have avoided this by any means, but I guess I can also just say I'm thankful to God for carrying us through and helping us. And we don't know even what the near future holds, let alone the long time future. But what we know is everything's going to be a little bit different, and we're going to have to rebuild Union Rescue Mission, the numbers of people. And I think it's going to make us frantic about creating the satellites that we've already begun, frantic about not only continuing Hope Gardens, which remains untouched, the moms and kids out there and senior ladies have been untouched by COVID-19. But we also broke ground just before this hit on a South LA satellite for 86 families. I think it's probably going to speed up our creating satellites around town, so people in every neighborhood can go right to their neighborhood for help rather than coming to the dangerous streets of Skid Row. It's just going to speed up our future plans.
Do you think that the homeless will be kept from going back on the streets again? Or do you think there is a chance that things will, I guess, once this kind of moves on, get back to a normal where the homeless are not protected?
It is going to take a superhuman prolonged effort to make sure that people devastated by homelessness don't return to the streets. We haven't even yet amply tested the people on the streets. Some of my outreach friends reached out to me and said there are people suffering from COVID-19 in their tents, and I have alerted the Department of Public Health and Department of Public Health Services where those areas are. But we're going to need more than the superhuman effort that's been expended so far. We're going to need much more than that to ever make sure that everybody who's devastated by homelessness is not left on the streets.
Is there one moment that stands out as the moment where you said, this is worse than I thought?
Oh, yeah, I would say when we had the first teammate pass away, and then when we had the first dozen or so positive cases, this was so much worse than I ever thought it would be. When we were on the brink of perhaps having the whole mission closed down, emptied out, which, you know, people, activists were calling for our heads, my head and other heads, and shutting Union Rescue Mission down. They still are. But, you know, what I told my friend in Omaha is this is breaking out there right now, and I've shared everything I can with her. I said, keep your eye on the ball. Keep your focus on the task at hand to defeat this monster COVID-19. Don't let anybody distract you with a blame game.
Right. Last 30 seconds, there's a need. Put the address out there.
You can go to URM.org, Union Rescue Mission, URM.org. Make a gift of any amount. We just learned of a $20,000 gift from a local foundation to help us continue to battle this COVID-19. And like I said, we could not do this without partners like you. And we appreciate you very much. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Andy Bales, stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.